You gotta love a church full of mostly old white people who has four black presidents in a row. Oh, did I say that out loud? I don't know if I mentioned my brain injury, which sometimes makes it difficult to tell the difference between. Oh, wrong one. No one recorded that, so we're good. Are we recording? Oh, I forgot we are recording. So now I'm going to be very respectable, as you can tell. I spend my life being respectable. Doug didn't mention that I am, as far as we know, the first trans black UU board president in our association. And again, the thing I said before, and you know, I'm not new to Unitarian Universalism. I am a third generation, if we're testifying in this way, as the Baptists do. I am a third generation UU and a third generation board president, fortunately or unfortunately. my mom is no longer a Unitarian Universalist. She left Unitarian Universalism after my dad died because she didn't find the pastoral care that she needed in our association. And I understand that in so many ways and on so many levels. And part of the joy of being part of this church is being in community with so many people who take good care of each other on purpose. The idea of the beloved community is not an idea. It's a practice. It's a meditation. It's how do we stay together and love one another when we can't stand each other sometimes. It's how do we call each other in and out when we hurt ourselves and one another with our behavior. All of us have things that we've made up that Virginia has said. A few years ago, not long after I joined BFUU, we had a minister for about 9 months who I was not a fan of. And the first thing that she did was come in and fire our trans music director. And the pain that I felt when she did that, and the pain that I felt at other people not understanding the behavior that she was exhibiting that was transphobic, was so deep that I felt like I could not behave myself, right? And I was raised amongst people who do not behave. We do not behave. We love. We shout. We fight. We move things, but we do not behave. And sometimes that moves into a place of a practice of hurtfulness, of not understanding the difference between disagreeing and needing to fight to the death or to the life. And I don't always know the difference. When I am right, I am right. And I need people to know. And Virginia said to me, you can be right and still be wrong. She doesn't remember saying those words. It is a quote emblazoned on my soul, so I know it's true. And the way that we are together reminds me of a chorus. And I grew up in the First Unitarian Church of Los Angeles. Much of the church before my life, the reason that my dad was there, he was never a Unitarian Universalist, as far as I know. He did pledge as a friend, which is something that one can do if one doesn't care to be asked to be president at some point in your tenure. And my mom was a white abolitionist. She was second generation American. Most of her family was born in the Midwest, and she was the only Californian. And the church that I was raised in is a church that was built the way that old churches are built, with an organ and in the shape of a cross, with high ceilings so that the voices echo off. And there's a song in our hymnal, hymn number 108, "My Life Flows On, an Endless Song." And I'm just going to sing just a little bit, because this song is one of the descriptions of my life as a child, growing up every Sunday for the first 9 years of my life with three generations of my family in church, singing together with people who looked like me. People who were intentionally following the leadership of Black men and women, even if they weren't Black. My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. Sing with me if you know it. How can I keep from singing? Every Sunday, for the first 9 years of my life, I heard songs like that, that literally, not figuratively, literally, because of the way that the church was built, because of the surrounding of the people and the singing and the songs, my body vibrated with song. It sounded an echo in my soul. And I hear that echo still every day. Black Lives of Unitarian Universalism is a very new organization comparatively. But what the church that I did growing up did was very much like this. They have a box that you can order every month if you can get in. It's really hard to get in while they still have enough for the ordering, so we got to work on that. But it says, if you are an isolated Black UU looking for community and consistent spiritual development, a white or non-Black person of color UU looking for Black-led spiritual content and analysis, not a UU at all, but you are looking to deepen your spiritual life and ground your justice work, or looking for a way to materially support the work of Black Lives Unitarian Universalism, it invites you to the Black Box. And I would invite all of you, not because it's the only way or the right way, but because a chorus with only sopranos is not a chorus anymore. A chorus with only altos is not a chorus anymore. And I want us to be not just a chorus, but a symphony of song and justice in the world. And we already are, and we continue to be, despite our agreements and disagreements. And I have one more song that I grew up with before. This is my annotated, but I can't find the song. It's by Rick Maston, who was my favorite poet as a child. He was a Unitarian Universalist minister who was who never went to seminary. His ministry was through song. 311, maybe? This is good. Ah, thank you. Another lifelong UU knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's one part that I've changed in my hymnal that I invite you to change if you have a pen and a hymnal in front of you. Rick Maston wrote this song, and it was published with a typo. And in the third verse, so it's on the third page of Let It Be a Dance, it says, share the laughter, bear the pain, B-E-A-R. That's not the song. It's not the song. The song is, share the laughter, bear the pain, B-A-R-E. Show it to one another. Let it free. Let us be together in our joy and our sorrow. Let us be a chorus and a symphony of love and justice. Let it be a dance we do. Let it be a dance we do. May I have this dance with you, through the good times and the bad times too. Let it be a dance, let it be a dance, let it be a dance. Thank you.